This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's estimated some 22 veterans commit suicide every day in this country. Michigan Democrat Senator Gary Peters is co-sponsoring legislation that'll try to improve mental health care for veterans. Senator, as always, welcome to Stateside. What would this legislation do?
Well, first of all, thank you, Cynthia, for having me on your program. And it is a tragedy, one that we have to deal with. In my mind, we have a sacred obligation to take care of those who have served us overseas. And so we need to address it immediately. And that's what this legislation does, that will increase services available for veterans to deal with some of the mental health issues associated with folks taking their lives. And so it's really multifaceted to answer your question. It'll require some third-party evaluations of the suicide prevention programs we have right now in the VA to make sure that they are at their maximum effectiveness. Obviously, we need to do more. We need to get to the bottom of what that is and find out what those recommendations are so that we can make those improvements. We're also going to create a pilot program to attract more psychiatrists to the VA. We need more mental health professionals who are skilled and understand the complexity of folks with issues related to service in the military and combat-related type mental health issues, and really bring the kind of focus necessary to deal with this very tough problem.
Senator Peters, there were, as you know, such major issues brought up last year involving the veterans' hospitals across the country, wait times, cooking the books, massaging things, and it led to the resignation of General Shinseki. Are things getting fixed? Are they getting better for our veterans?
Well, it appears as if we are able to speed up the processing to get folks in. We still have a ways to go, and we have to be vigilant. We're going to have to constantly audit these results. As you mentioned, some of these facilities were cooking the books, which is absolutely inexcusable to have that happen. We can't let that happen again, so we need to make sure that we have third-party evaluations, and that's one of the major reasons why we have a third-party evaluation in this Suicide Prevention Act, is to make sure that we have an outside set of eyes looking at the process, the procedures, and the actual substance of the program to make sure that it's working effectively.
Isn't there something about the fact that we all say, yes, we support our troops, we support our veterans, but it takes something very, very drastic to really happen to get the media's attention and actually make sure that these men and women are getting the services that they've earned and that they need?
Well, it is. It is tragic. Unfortunately, there are a lot of things that seems to be operate that way, that we are reactionary, that we react to a problem as opposed to being proactive. And that's why the suicide prevention bill is so important. Certainly, it's reacting to the fact that we've got large numbers of men and women who are taking their lives. But it's proactive in the sense that we're looking at a variety of areas that we need to be proactive and getting to and fixing before the problem gets worse.
Finally, Senator Peters, I'd like to shift gears just a bit. And we are hearing that the president will be asking Congress for powers to fight the so-called Islamic State. And this would be the first time since the Iraq War that a president has turned to Capitol Hill for that authority. Where do you stand on this?
Well, I think it's critical that he does that. I fully support the fact that the president's coming to Congress. I believe it is a fundamental job. It's in the Constitution that the Congress is involved when it comes to authorizing military action around the world. So I'm looking to see what the president is proposing. There is no question that a vote that, as you take as a member of Congress, to authorize force and potentially to put men and women into harm's way is the most serious vote that you can possibly make. It's going to take very thoughtful consideration. But ultimately, the United States is stronger when we act in a united fashion. And that means the president and the Congress are united. Certainly, ISIS, as we just continually hear in the media, it seems as if there's one atrocity after another brutal, brutal taking of life by this group. They are a significant threat to us. I serve on the Senate Homeland Security Committee. They are certainly a threat that we have to take very, very seriously. And the best way that we stand up to a serious threat is doing it in a united fashion with both the Congress and the President locking arms as one nation.
Should he have taken this step earlier, do you think?
I've been asking for this step since the fall of last year. I think he should have come to Congress earlier. In fact, I was concerned that we didn't have have briefings. We have the opportunity to have classified briefings as to what's happening in that part of the world. It was the administration was slow to do that. However, since that time, they have had regular briefings. We have had classified briefings informing members of Congress as to what is happening on the ground in both Syria and Iraq and what needs to be done. But certainly I would have welcomed this this move earlier, but I'm glad it's here now.
Senator Gary Peters, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Cynthia. Good to be with you.